disturbing from my slumber. I'm the Eternal Dragon. Now make your first wish. Your wish has been granted. Here is your host, Tim Bridgewater.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 70 of Rock the Dragon, a Dragon Ball Super podcast. I'm your host, Tim Bridgewater. Of course, you can find me at facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast. Check me out on YouTube. Look up Rock the Dragon Podcast on YouTube. You'll find a YouTube channel consisting of a few videos, some cool things Dragon Ball related. I've kind of slowed down on updating that because, well, I mean, hell, you know, I need people to go and subscribe. The biggest way to motivate me to keep doing something is to give me lots of love and attention, okay, and support, most importantly. So if you haven't had a chance, head over to the YouTube channel, subscribe there. You know, I'm not going to do much until I get some people there, right? I mean, you can only put so much effort into something before you're like, all right, now it's up to them. It's up to them to go support, click like, comment, share, etc. And then once that happens, I'll put something else up, okay? But I am still working on those commentary tracks. I don't know if I'm going to do YouTube for that. I mean, it's just very weird putting a commentary track on YouTube because YouTube is specifically video. And if I can't show the movie at the same time, which I am assuming I can't without getting slapped with some kind of copyright violation of some sort, I probably won't do that, but I still will do them for the podcast. But I can do something else. I'll find some kind of creative way to put it together. Just head over there, show me a little support over there. As always, if you want to leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anything of that nature, make sure you do that. With that being said, I don't have any new reviews to read. I can't talk. To read for this week. So we're going to jump into our email segment, which of course is titled, What Are You Saying? So if you have anything, questions, comments, concerns about the show, anything revolving any of this Dragon Ball stuff, revolving around this Dragon Ball stuff, send me an email at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send me a message on Facebook. With that being said, I do have one message here that I'm going to read. This one's from Evan. This one is short and sweet, right to the point, kind of summarizes everything that's been happening lately. Says, one question, what in the heck is with the last couple Dragon Ball Super episodes? So weird. I couldn't do anything but laugh when I read that. Evan, thanks for the message. Yeah, well, I mean, we're in filler territory now, right? You know, every time we end an arc, and this happened in Dragon Ball Z too, every time we end an arc, we get a couple filler episodes. You know, it's just kind of like random stuff. I mean, I'm assuming that you actually already know the answer to this, Evan. But I'm just going to kind of elaborate on it just in case there are some people out there who really don't know what's going on, right? Because I don't know who listens to this. There could be some people that are watching Dragon Ball Super and didn't watch Dragon Ball Z and they're confused too. Yeah, so you get a couple extra episodes in between each arc. They're just kind of filler, right? They're just side stories, miniature stories. It's just something to kind of take you away from all the fighting for a minute. Well, some of them still have fighting in it, but they don't really tie into the major storyline, right? They're just kind of like these one-off side episodes just to give you something else to experience before they jump into the next arc, which makes perfect sense because from a storyline sort of perspective, if you just jumped from arc to arc, villain to villain, then that would be kind of weird, right? Like there has to be some times of peace, right? Before the next villain or the next tournament or whatever it is starts back up. There's got to be some quiet time, right? Because it's just, you know, story-wise, it just makes sense, right? And then Dragon Ball has always been about humor and comedy as well as action. So these episodes in between give them, I think, a better chance to be able to explore some of the other genres instead of just mostly action, right? It's always pretty much been that way, so it's not surprising to me. The only question is the filler good or bad, right? I mean, and there's plenty of situations or examples, I guess, in Dragon Ball Z where it just wasn't. But there's also some to where it was pretty good. Just depends, right? But it usually kind of slows everything down, gives you sort of a you know, a breather before they jump right into something else sort of serious. So that's exactly what's going on here now. Once again, Evan, I'm pretty sure you already knew that. You're probably just saying more so for these filler episodes, why are they so weird? You know what? I don't know, but I gotta say, I kind of like them. I think I kind of prefer this. I don't know. Like, I kind of like this idea that every episode has been about something different. And whereas it could have easily been some random weird thing like they did before, they're just kind of telling these like self-contained one episode stories. And I think this is some of the best filler stuff we've gotten, in my opinion. I mean, now this episode is probably my least favorite out of the past three. This episode where they're just playing baseball, it's probably my least favorite. But with that being said, it still wasn't that bad. I mean, I there was a couple points in there where I did laugh out loud, and I guess what else can you really ask for, you know? So I do kind of like the fact that they're kind of experimenting a little bit more with these filler episodes. Because it would have been very easy to do something like they did in the past, where it's just a side adventure with one of the characters. Because I remember there being a bunch of stuff like that when Gohan was a kid. He would go and he would have these like little miniature adventures where he would stop in this random town and these people needed help. And that was fine for what it was, but in order to not repeat the same stuff over and over again, they have to kind of find new ways to do things. And I think that this was an interesting way to do it. I mean, I'm not a big baseball fan or anything like that by any means, but I didn't really mind this episode. It was okay. You know, when we get filler episodes, my expectations automatically just drop. So I don't even criticize them in the same way I criticize the main episodes, because they're supposed to just be side, goofy, fun episodes. Now, was this episode goofy and fun? Well, let's find out. That being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Of course, this episode of Rock the Dragon Podcast, episode 70, is going to cover episode 70 of Dragon Ball Super, titled A Challenge from Champa, this time a baseball game. Okay, so yeah, last time it was a tournament, right? It was the Destroyer Tournament. The last time we saw Champa and we dealt with any characters from Universe 6 was during that tournament. So we know immediately that Champa is involved in this episode. We know there's a baseball game. So we can also kind of assume that we'll get to see some of these characters from episode 6 again. And we do. Now, listen, I'm not going to dissect the hell out of this episode. Most of you guys have been listening to my podcast long enough now to know that it's really hard to talk about these filler episodes because there's nothing to theorize about. There's no, you know, there's no dissecting a story. There's no questions. It's just some stuff happening. And all I can kind of do is talk about whether I like it or not. So you can pretty much just expect that here. So, yeah, the episode just kind of starts off with Beerus just kind of chilling on his planet. Champa bringing up this idea of doing a baseball game. He uses some excuse about trying to make friends or something like that. Some BS. But then Beerus is saying, hey, you know what? It actually is kind of a good idea to do it, because I think he's just ultimately looking for another chance to defeat his brother, right? Because they kind of have this sibling rivalry thing going on. They decide they want to hold it on Earth. Okay. And then we kind of find out, because we kind of switch over to Champa and Vados, to where he's saying, the real reason I'm doing this is so I can get closer to Earth's food, basically. So, I mean, it's not the most exciting premise or anything, but, you know, whatever. It's Dragon Ball. They try to find a reason to bring him to Earth so they can play a game of baseball. But they kind of come in every now and then with these sort of, you know, humorous moments. And Vados is kind of secretly, I love the way, the fact that they kind of play up this whole thing. She's always trying to get Champa to lose weight. So she's saying, you know, the moderate exercise may help you work up your hunger, but in reality, we think she's just trying to get him to burn calories and stuff, right? So that's the kind of stuff we can basically look forward to this episode. I mean, when I saw the title of this episode, I knew exactly what to expect. And that's not to mean it's bad or anything, but I knew it was going to be a situation where we were going to get the Z Fighters versus, you know, the Warriors of Universe 6. And they were going to be playing baseball, and people were going to be using their powers and overusing their powers and misusing their powers and stuff like that. And that's kind of all you can kind of expect here. And that's kind of what we get, and that's okay. So But what's cool about it is that we get to finally catch up with some of these characters that we don't see anymore. So at the very least, there's that, right? We've got Krillin, Yamcha, Piccolo, Goku, Gohan there, okay? And they're all kind of lined up, and I guess that's Universe 7's team, and then Universe 6 is, I can't name everybody here because I forget the Universe 6 characters, but Vegeta, Goten, Magetta, I forget the big bear looking yellow thing's name. Kaba is there. I forgot to mention Little Trunks too. Of course, he's on Universe 7's team. So they're talking, you know, it's just, and plus Ciampa himself is playing. Beerus is going to sit this one out because they have to have even teams, of course. And Whis and Vados are referees. Okay, so this is basically what we have going on here. And they're kind of talking about, Goku is asking, well, hey, what's up with the teams, man? We thought it was Universe 6 versus 7. Well, they explained that they need even teams. He even asked where Hit is, which was a good question to ask. I wonder what the real reason is that the writers decided to not include Hit here. Probably because it just doesn't seem like something that would fit his character, you know? They say he's off doing some kind of mystery thing because he's an assassin, so I guess it makes sense he wouldn't be playing baseball. But yeah, I would just assume that is because, well, he seems so serious, right? So why would he be here doing this? And I don't know what happened to Frost. I'm not sure. I mean, obviously they couldn't. They probably just felt like they couldn't trust Frost. Did Frost die or no? Was he destroyed? See, now I don't remember. I don't remember. But anyway, they've got even teams now, and now they're going to just play some baseball. They're kind of giving some of the preliminary sort of rules, saying, hey, if you destroy anything, that's going to be a problem. We're going to try to keep this thing, you know, as civil and, you know, grounded as possible. But we all know that that's not going to last because this is Dragon Ball. Why would it? But it's very cool, once again, just to spend a little bit more time with these other characters. I mean, Gohan hasn't been around for any of this, you know? And we get a lot of Yamcha this episode too, which is kind of cool. I mean, once again, just focusing on anyone other than Goku for a little bit is kind of a good thing, okay? So I didn't mind that. Meanwhile, we've got all the wives sitting on the bench, all the women, because I guess they can't play. nice to know that sexism is still alive and well in the Dragon Ball world. I mean, look, yeah, sure. 18 has Marin and Videl has Pan, but still, they could have gotten babysitters. They could have played, right? I mean, I just think it would have been a good opportunity to get them back into the action, too. I mean, there's no reason why they have to not play just because they're girls, you know? Anyway, so yeah, they're all just kind of chilling and watching. And it's just kind of, you know, a little talking going on. They're kind of just sort of expressing the fact that clearly Goku doesn't know anything about baseball. That shouldn't surprise anybody, I guess, because he's Goku. But what strikes me to be a little bit weird is that Gohan doesn't know either. It's like, wait a second, Gohan, man, you were born on Earth, okay? And you were raised, I mean, you know, not too much different than Goku, but pretty different than Goku. I mean, you were definitely educated and you grew up to study and all this stuff, but he still doesn't seem to know how baseball works. He knows a little bit more than Goku though. So essentially what we get here is just sort of like a bunch of sort of miniature incidents happening that kind of reveal to them new rules of baseball, which I kind of like that, right? Because they wouldn't know everything from the beginning, so they just kind of keep doing these things, and as a result they kind of start to learn what they need to do to play the game. So an example of that is the very first thing Beerus tells Goku to do is to throw, Goku's pitching, is to pitch the ball as fast and hard as he possibly can, because Ciampa is the one at bat and we know he wants to strike Ciampa out. So Goku powers up the Super Saiyan Blue, pitches the ball. Of course, it's this freaking, you know, meteorite sort of, you know, energy wielding powerful thing that happens, and it kind of destroys a part of the ground and you can see it from outer space. And Ciampa's kind of standing there with this look on his face. But then Whis kind of comes back in and says, hey, you know, I warned you, you can't destroy anything, Goku. because otherwise, you know, they'll have to disqualify them or they'll forfeit the game or whatever. But it's okay because Weiss and Vados, they join together and kind of replace everything that was destroyed. And this is where Weiss warns Goku about it, that it's forbidden to destroy things. And if he does, he'll get ejected from the game. And Beerus jumps in and he's like, well, we can't have you destroying things, Goku. So let's change out. I want to, you know, sub another pitcher in for you. And that's what Weiss says. You can't do it unless he's injured. Until, you know, the inning is over or whatever. Okay, so like once again, these incidents are happening, and then every time an incident happens, they kind of learn a new rule about something. So that's a pretty cool way of structuring it, and just kind of have it create these additional situations, because now Goku is saying, well, okay, if I can't throw it super hard, I guess I have to throw it super soft. So then he pitches the ball and it moves really, really slowly throughout the air. And then they kind of cut over to Videl and Pan and Marin and 18, and they're falling asleep. And we see Vegeta and Kaba chilling over there, and everybody's just kind of falling asleep while this ball is moving through the sky. Now, the one thing that really weirded me out here is there's this moment where this little bug, this little bee, like it's like a little insect bee, but he has a human face, and he lands on this baseball. I have no idea what the hell that was supposed to mean. Does anybody know? I would assume that maybe that's a reference to something else, maybe in the manga, or maybe one of Toriyama's other franchises or something. I don't know, but I thought that was super weird. I was like, what the fuck is that? So Goku is saying, hey, okay, first I threw it too hard, then I threw it too soft. So now he's starting to figure somewhere in the middle is where he should be. So he throws a pretty good pitch. But then Ciampa knocks it out. You know, he pretty much knocks it out into the sky. And that's when Trunks kind of comes in, uses his key to bring it down out of the sky. And they say, well, actually, you know what? There's no rules in the book that say you can't do that. Ciampa's basically out. And if we learn anything from the Destroyer tournament, is that Ciampa doesn't like to lose. He's a pretty big brat. You know, he's a pretty whiny. And of course, Beerus is just kind of egging him on. But since, you know, that could have turned out differently, Ciampa could have gotten a home run based on that. Yamcha then decides he's going to step up to the mound because Yamcha's probably the only one that should have experience with baseball. Like, if I'm remembering correctly, he does have some sort of history in baseball, maybe in Dragon Ball or something. So he goes and throws a pitch. And in a moment that I thought was kind of cool, because they find a way to kind of tie it in, he does this Wolf Fang Fist Spirit Ball special, right? Where he kind of combines two of his fighting techniques into this one pitch. And I just thought it was kind of a cool way to bring that in. It was kind of funny, you know. I spent a little bit of time with Yamcha. And meanwhile, on the sideline, they're kind of showing Bulma. She's getting a little bit impressed by Yamcha at this point, because he's striking people out and shit. But then they show Vegeta. So they're kind of letting us know that, you know, you have to remember that Bulma and Yamcha have a history together. You know, they were a couple at one point in time. So they're kind of showing her just getting a little bit flirtatious, or just basically being really impressed by what he's doing. And then they kind of cut over to Vegeta, because obviously he's noticing this, and he can't have Yamcha showing him up to his woman. You know what I mean? He knows they have that that past relationship together. So he just kind of smirks, and then it goes to commercial. So when it comes back, Vegeta's now the pitcher. Yamcha's now at bat because, well, you know, Yamcha, you know, the inning closed because he struck all those people out or whatever. So now Vegeta just goes directly up there. You know, Bulma says something that kind of get him riled up. And then he throws the ball and he just tags Yamcha with it. Just direct hit. And they're like, did you do that on purpose? He's like, absolutely, I did. The whole point of this is to make it so the other team can't fight, right? They can't play back. So, yeah, of course, I mean, it's something that Vegeta would have done. So then it's time for Goku to get up to bat. And we know the age-old rivalry here between these two guys. So Vegeta powers up the Super Saiyan Blue. Goku powers up the Super Saiyan Blue. He throws the pitch at Goku. Goku hits it, just kind of releases this big wave of energy. Goku kind of struggles with it for a minute, and Vegeta can see that he's starting to get the best of it. And he's like, I'm not going to let him, overpower my pitch. And then he started shooting ki blasts at him. So things are escalating. And then for a moment, he starts to charge up a final flash. It's like, geez. Now, while I thought it was funny, it's also kind of silly, right? Because when they do that kind of stuff on these episodes, they take away some of the value of these techniques when they have them use them for stuff like that. You know, all of a sudden he's about to charge up a final flash because he's playing baseball. It's like, I get it. It's supposed to be funny, and it is, but I only want to see that move when it's absolutely necessary, right? Because it's always been like that. It's always been this thing where he's like, okay, well, I've tried everything else, so time to unleash this damn thing. So don't get me wrong, I did find it funny, and I know it's just sort of a joke, but at the same time, it's like, have him do one of the other ones. You know, let him do a big bang attack or some shit. When's the last time he did that? You know? So that would have been cool. He could have just done that. So meanwhile, Vegeta is kind of distracted throughout all this, right? Because he charges up the final flash. Then Yamcha decides to steal a base because he's distracted. And then Goku kind of sees that he's distracted as a result of that. So basically, Yamcha's trying to steal these bases. And then he just kind of runs and he gets hit by Vegeta and Champa. But he's actually safe because the plate was obstructed, I believe. So we get a lot of Yamcha getting knocked down and just kind of being laid out in this episode, which I'm pretty sure it wasn't a coincidence that they did that. By the time they made these episodes, they had to realize that Yamcha's kind of become a bit of a joke, you know, which is not completely deserved. I mean, the guy, you know, he's had his moments in the past, but I still like his character. And then what's funny about it is that every time he gets hurt, Pu'ar is on the side. No, no, Yamcha. And like, she just turns into this big mallet and hits him in the head. As if that's supposed to help, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was very funny. But Piccolo, of course, being the wisest of all, he comes up with this idea. He says, hey, Gohan, that big robot Magetta can't fly. Okay, so if you hit the ball in his direction over his head, there's a good chance he won't be able to catch it. But they don't take into account that they'll just do like a combo and team up. So, gosh, I do not remember the other guy's name, the big yellow one. I think it starts with a B, all right? But yeah, so he throws him into the sky, and then, well, they catch the ball. And that's pretty much it. But meanwhile, Yamcha's still running, right? And Champa just throws the ball at him and just hits him in the back with it. So once again, he's laid out. So every time they do something, they're learning a new rule. It said you can touch them with the ball, but you can't throw it at them. So, you know, I kind of like the way it's progressing. It's kind of funny because Yamcha's just laid out and kind of taking a beating here. Sort of the same way that Pilaf did in that other episode, the one where they were all trying to get the Dragon Balls. It's like they caught on. They said, hey, let's take these characters that people make fun of a lot and don't like and just put them in situations where they're just getting their ass beat up a lot and people will enjoy it. And so far I am. But so as a result of this, Beerus and Champa get into an argument, right? The same way they did during the Destroyer Tournament. They're kind of going back and forth, fussing and fighting, and it kind of escalates. And we know from past experiences that if they get into a fight, they can cause the entire universe to essentially crumble because they're Destroyer gods. So they kind of get into this thing, and they actually kind of start throwing punches and stuff. And the most interesting thing, I think, about this entire episode and this fight is that we see blood. We actually see blood here. Okay, because blood comes out of their noses while they're fighting. And I thought that was interesting because I don't think we've seen blood anywhere else in Dragon Ball Super. But I guess in this situation, they said they felt like it was okay to include some blood. Maybe because the episode as a whole didn't contain a lot of fighting. So maybe from like television standards, it was okay to do that. I don't know. But everyone's like taking cover because they're just kind of getting crazy. There's this funny moment when Goku says, everyone get close and I'll use instant transmission. But he says like, get close, but don't squash me, you know? So they just kind of beat each other up. And at the end of it, of course, Whis and Vatos, their angel attendants, stop them, which is exactly what they did last time. And that's it's a dynamic that I really appreciate. Like these episodes, this episode is not the most special thing, but the dynamics of these characters kind of shine pretty well in this episode. And I like this I love this relationship that these angel attendants have with their destroyer gods. You know, I mean, like that's probably one of the best things to come out of Dragon Ball Super is that relationship and that dynamic that Whis has with Beerus and Vatos has with Ciampa. Some of my favorite stuff. So they just kind of stop them and say, you know, you guys can't keep doing this. And then they realize that, hey, Universe 7 actually wins anyway. They're going to call the game one run to none, because even though Yamcha went through hell, was beaten up, he made it to home plate. And there's even some blood trickling out of his nose in this shot too. So I don't know, maybe they'll start to reintroduce blood in the next arc. Those of you who have seen the Japanese dub would be able to answer that question. And then we just kind of get a shot of everyone from Universe 6 going home. And amongst all of this, Vatos mentions the fact that they didn't even get the food, and that was the whole reason that he went there to begin with. So, and that's pretty much it, guys. That's pretty much it, you know? Once again, it's hard to talk about these filler episodes. All I can kind of do is just kind of commentate on what I saw. And that's pretty much it. There's no theorizing. There's no nothing. So this is going to be a short episode. But I do want to say this. We are now in episode 70. If you've been here for a while, you know that when we got to episode 25, I did a special thing. When we got to episode 50, we got a special thing. So it stands to reason that for episode 75, I'm going to try to do something special again. As always, I'm going to ask you guys for suggestions. So start thinking about that. We're about 5 episodes away, so we got some time. But if there's anything particular you want to hear me talk about or see or etc., just let me know. Now, of course, I need something from you guys as well. If I'm going to do that, take a minute, go like that Facebook page, go subscribe to that YouTube channel. That'll go a long way, and we can do all kinds of big, important, interesting, cool shit on this podcast and on the YouTube channel if I can get the support. So thank you so much, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and bow out of here. This is probably the shortest episode in a long time, but then again I'm pretty sure you guys expected that. Okay, so until next time, for Rock the Dragon Podcast, I'm Tim Bridgewater, and I'll see you next time.